There's a new TV series in Iraq that's getting a lot of attention now. It's a comedy, and an unlikely comedy at that. The show is about the Islamic State, the brutal extremist group that seized control of two major Iraqi cities and is making a push toward the capital, Baghdad. Susanna George sat down to watch the show with one Iraqi family to find out why they find it so funny.
This middle-class household on the southern outskirts of Kirkuk is a little bit more crowded these days. Hussein, his wife, and their three kids live here, along with his parents and his sister. And now, a handful of Hussein's in-laws have come to stay.
Oy Allah.
The in-laws are from Mosul. They didn't flee immediately after ISIS took control there this summer, but as life became more and more difficult, they decided to go. After lunch, the whole family climbs onto a set of gaudy, overstuffed sofas to watch The State of Myths, Islamic State satire.
You know, what makes me see this kind of episode or series is that I'm really very angry against ISIS, and we cannot do anything against them. At least we can make fun of them.
Hussein says in Kirkuk, you can't watch a show like this in public, at a cafe or a restaurant. Cafes barely even air the news. The city, a mix of Kurds, Arabs, Sunnis, and Shia, is just too tense. People are on edge. A joke taken as an insult could start a fight, or worse. So anyone who does watch, watches at home. Today's TV episode is about Islamic State fighters outlawing ICE in the middle of summer. Their reasoning, ICE didn't exist during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, so it must be haram or forbidden. The family explains that the characters on the show are talking about ICE like it's alcohol. Hussein's wife still has two sisters living in Mosul. They both have big families of their own, so it wasn't possible for them to join her here in Kirkuk. She says even before the show, she and her sisters would laugh about ISIS when they got the chance to talk on the phone. Recently, she says the militant group outlawed diapers for children in Mosul, saying they were un-Islamic because they kept filth close to the body. No joke. She says this kind of ridiculous logic, it's not all that far from the satire on TV. Off to the side sits Hussein's father and his mother-in-law. They aren't really watching the show. His father's explanation, I've seen it all before. He says, I'm more than 70 years old. I've seen some pretty terrible people come and go in Iraq, but these guys, Islamic State, they were always nothing but a cartoon. Hussein's mother-in-law says even though the show's a comedy, it's a bit too close to home for her. She chuckles when she watches it, but she says it also reminds her of her daughters still in Mosul and the hard lives they're living there. Only 2 or 3 hours of electricity a day, food and fuel shortages. She says she prefers other shows.
The Voice of Haram, Arab Idol of Haram.
She says Arab Idol is her favorite. It's a Middle Eastern version of American Idol. This season, she's rooting for Nao Koyasu, a Japanese contestant who sings in Arabic. She just made it into the second round, singing a classic song by the universally loved Lebanese singer Fairuz. This, Hussein's mother-in-law says, just helps her relax and forget. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Kirkuk.
There are lots of ways to find the world. The radio is just the tip of the iceberg. One really cool way is with the Flipboard app. Think Radio Becomes a Magazine, where you can flip through our stories and at the same time hear all the voices you know from the world. Yeah, it is cool. And it runs on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. You can find it at flip.it/PRI. That's flip.it/PRI.